Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitch Finley, Black Rebel Friday.
I'm going to celebrate.
Cyber asks B. Mitch anything. You know that. I know that. Jeff knows it. MGM National Harbor listener lines, baby. Wide open. They're actually kind of full, but you can call them. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it real for a minute here.
Keep it real for a minute.
People all think B. Mitch is big badass.
I am.
It's about lunchtime. Landfill sends a text. Who wants to get food? I say, B, did you bring food? He's like, yeah, I got this pasta. I was like, all right, I'm probably going to get food with these boys. He's like, oh, I got something. He's like, you want something? I was like, yeah. He's like, I got a steak. B. Mitch just has a casual steak. He had a steak, green beans, and baked sweet potato.
Somebody be hooking me up, man.
Not only was it enough for me, we all know my eating proclivities. I didn't even finish it. Landfill just got some steak. Hey, it was banging.
You got to share with your buddies,
and
man.
Stallion got the sweet potato.
Well, you know, they had all that pizza yesterday that kind of filled me up, so I figured I'll have it the next day.
That's Brian Mitchell in a nutshell. Casual steak giveaway. Listen, we are 53 minutes and change away from a three-day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All right? Holiday weekend. 4th of July, I think, is criminally underrated. One of my favorite holidays. Maybe my number two seed behind Christmas, I'll be honest with you.
All right.
Thanksgiving, wildly overrated.
Why?
Because
you normally have to work on it?
I usually have to work, and turkey's no good. That's the premise of Thanksgiving being over.
Try my turkey.
I know. We've done
before
this.
You say that.
I know. We've done this. I've had your turkey. Your turkey's quite good.
You had the turducken.
I did have the turducken. No, but when we all used to work at NBC, you used to bring turkeys in.
But you never were there.
I usually got.
You and Mitchell are working, and y'all mad at me because I didn't bring any fried turkey when y'all were around.
I love the 4th of July. Every day, me and B get on these airwaves, and we give you everything we got. It's your turn. It's your turn. We're all going to get through this together. We start with Joe. Ask B. Mitch anything, Joe. What's up, man?
Hey, JP. What's up, B. Mitch?
Tell me, man. How you doing, Joe?
Okay, real quick, JP. As a Hayfield Hawk alum class of 2006, how do you not know about Hayfield? I'm just saying, you know. Come on. Birds fly, hawks soar. Come on, man. I just got to get off the bat. Right? Anyway.
I get it. Go. Hayfield is now my official favorite high school in Virginia. So,
wow.
I'll plant a flag.
You, we will make you visit there one time. Just saying.
All right. I'm in.
All right, B. Mitch, my question to you. We got the 90th anniversary of our football franchise coming up this season. I know we're going to have to add 10 more people to the list. My question is, are you on that committee that votes? Because with all due respect, and I'm biased towards him, Doc Walker is the only hog that is not on the list. Why is that? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. Happy 4th of July, guys.
Hi, man. Peace. I don't know why he's not on it, but, you know, I say this here. They ask us with different names every year. The people that were on the original one was the 75th. I think it was. And we've added a lot of people. I gave them, like, they asked me for 10 names. I gave them 10. And let's hope my big brother one day get on there and be celebrated, because he not only played well for this team, he served them very well covering the team for a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
And I think you could take that whole thing into account.
Yeah.
You know, like, John Madden was probably in the Hall of Fame already as a coach, but like what Madden has done since then, and even now since he's passed, he's like this.
He's iconic.
Iconic ambassador. Yeah. And on a local level for the Burgundy and Gold, the DOC is iconic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember my boy Jay Blount, you know Jay from Shinnecock.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So the last time.
We need to go see Jay again, too.
Yeah, we should. It may have been pre-COVID. I don't remember the last time we were up there, but we had Jay at Skins Giants in the Meadowlands. And, you know, this is like pre-pre-games, like, mm-hmm. like 2 hours before the game. 2 hours before the game, players will kind of chop it up. Like, you can have some conversations. You can talk a little bit. So I got to introduce him to a couple players, and it was cool. And he was into that, and then he stopped in his tracks. He's like, oh, wow. I was like, what? He's like, that's Doc Walker.
The DOC. The DOC, no, I got one. I'm holding over him right now. I'm not going to discuss it yet, but I will discuss it later.
Scheduling conflict?
Yeah, a scheduling conflict. I'll just say it like that.
Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. Dan, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Gentlemen, good to talk to you again.
How you doing, Dan?
I went to Hayfield High School for 3 years, so go Hawks.
Go Hawks, man.
JP, you're going to get attacked by all the Hayfield people.
A lot of Hayfield. Hayfield pride.
Yeah.
All I did was say, where is Hayfield? People act like I'm a criminal.
You are. You're supposed to know.
Go ahead, Dan.
Go ahead, man.
B. Mitch, did you ever foresee being a radio personality when you were with the Skins?
Well, I didn't think so when I got into the league, but after hearing certain people talking about what they would do and what they wouldn't do, I started to look for an opportunity. WHUR gave me a chance when I was in my second year, I think it is. I did a thing with them on Mondays and Fridays. And then after that, Channel 9 called me. And then WTM hit me maybe that next year. And I've been doing radio ever since. So when I retired, I didn't think this would be something I would go into. But, you know, it's something that I love. It gives you a chance to be involved with the sports without having to be playing the sport. So kind of after my third year, I figured maybe it's something I would like to do. Probably if I'd have known
you do a great job.
If I'd have known it ahead of time, I probably made it a major in communication instead of wasting my time with that chemical engineering crap.
Thanks for the call, Dan.
All right, man.
I majored in communications. The non-major major, baby.
But I'm saying, you know, you could go into that type of deal, but I was in chemical engineering.
I was not.
It was totally opposite of anything I ended up doing.
I got to tell you this tweet I just got from Brad Stauffer.
Mm-hmm.
Landfill, you're going to like this. This dude just tweeted me to tell me, I am friends with the head football coach at Hayfield.
Cool. We could go there, and one day we could go to the 50-yard line and say, this is the guy that was asking, where is Hayfield? And now he's here.
I know where it is now. It's in Alexandria.
I'll drive.
Good. I'll drink. Matt is in Sterling. Oh, no. Numb Clown's been on. Oh, Numb Clown. I read that so casually, like the guy's name's not Numb Clown. Numb Clown, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? Long time no talk to you.
Where you been,
man? Yeah, how you been, dude?
Man.
You haven't been on a government vacation, have you?
I was on vacation, but I've been starting my own business, so that takes a lot. So I've been in my
congrats, bro. Congrats.
Appreciate you. Real quick, JP, you are a criminal, but that's why I love you. You know what I'm saying? Jeff, Fairmont Heights was trash from 96 to 2000. We just scheduled them for our homecoming and dragged them up and down the field
trash.
When I played for Duval.
Hey, yo, Numb Clown. Hey, yo, Numb Clown.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to agree with you because they was trash even from 2000 to 2012 when I graduated, too. So, I'm still going to hold that pride, baby.
They were good in the 50s.
They were good in the 50s, though.
They was good in the 50s.
They was good when my grandparents were going
in 2015
there.
On that. That's it.
Hey, look, at least Jeff can admit it. That's why Jeff for president, you got my vote, bucko.
Thank you, Numb Clown. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, real quick. But, real quick, so I already got my tickets for the Houston game, and my pops has got my ticket for the Dallas game. My question is, B. Mitch, JP, will either one of you guys be there? Because I'm going to be sitting behind the 50-yard line at the Houston game.
Well, Numb Clown, I can tell you, JP going to be at all of them. It's up to whatever the studio decides to do. You know, I like being in studio with the good weather.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Numb Clown. I'll be at the games. Yeah. Hit me up. If you got to pick an away game this year, and which one would you want to go to?
Where are they going again?
It's not the best road schedule. The regular NFC East.
I'll go to Philly over anybody else in the East.
I like that. Dallas, I love that
I like
stadium.
Philly because, you know, we get taken care of. But go ahead.
Sure.
What's the other ones?
Houston, Indy.
Not Indy, for sure.
Chicago, Detroit.
I do Chi-Town or Houston.
San Fran, but it's Christmas Eve.
Well, I could do San Fran because my son is out there.
Yeah, that'd actually be pretty nice for you.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I've been to almost every NFL stadium. Two of them I haven't are Houston and San Fran. So I get to knock that out this year.
Okay. I've never been to those two either.
I wonder if I'll now have been to all of them. I'll have to write
that
down.
I haven't been to those two because those are new.
Yeah. Let's go to Matt in Sterling. Matt, what's up, buddy? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. B. Mitch, I got...
What are you saying?
Matt, you're cutting out, buddy. See if you can park.
Yeah, go back to him.
All right.
Put him on hold.
Put him on hold.
Make sure Matt got a good connection again, Jeff, and then we'll go back to him.
Guess what tweet I just got from Craig Bowling?
He said, I am the coach of Hayfield.
He just sent me a picture of Hayfield's football field, and he described it as silly. It's a nice-looking field.
What I want you to do when we leave here, and I know you're not going to be able to do this, I need to see how many Hayfield tweets you get for the rest of the weekend.
I think Hayfield has a turf field, which is kind
of
juicy.
Most of the high schools have them now. Man, I look at some of these high school fields, I get a little pissed off for what I played with in college.
Well, it makes sense, too, because they have so many of like games. Think about it. It's not just football that plays on that field. They probably got field hockey, lacrosse,
yeah,
soccer.
I understand, but like I told you when I went down at IMG, everybody has their own field.
Well, I think IMG's a little different than...
My man's back.
Matt is back in Sterling. All right, Matt, let's try again. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I had to shout out Hayfield. I'm also an alumni. While I was at it. I guess Hayfield loves B. Mitch and Finley. I can't blame them. I love listening to you guys on the way in. But so, yeah, JP, B. Mitch, you should come out any time. You know what I'm saying? But
do y'all tailgate?
I don't know the rules. I don't think you could just roll up to a high school. Like, I don't think I can just, like, pop in for chemistry or whatever.
No, but I'm saying to go to a game.
No, I'm talking about for a game. Yeah.
Let's go to a Hayfield game this fall.
Let's do that.
All right, listen. Yeah. We're in. We're coming to a Hayfield football game. We're going to make Landfill go.
All right, man. What you got, brother?
Did you have a question, Matt?
Yeah, I had a question for you, Mitch. Yeah, so as a player, I was just wondering, it's kind of like a twofer. So, one, what would, like, attract you to come to play for the Commanders? And then also the other end of that would be, would, like, the name, the things going on off the field, the questions regarding a stadium, would those be things that maybe deter you from then coming to play for Washington? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. I think when people are ultimately looking to go to a team, you want to hear the inner workings of a team, and I think that's what people care about for the most part. The name is not going to deter anybody from coming here. The things that would attract you, if I get here and I get around some players and I could talk to them on a one-on-one basis and find out how the coaching staff is working, what type of things that they're building towards, you know? And then ultimately, many people like to act like it doesn't count, but how much money are they offering, okay? Yeah. That may be the end-all, be-all, to be totally honest with you. But normally, as I've said to many people a lot of times, I didn't necessarily like every coach that was on the offense. I didn't like every coach that coached me running back and running back position. But ultimately, it came down to how tight-knit the group of players that I was playing with were. And I think that's the whole thing I looked at. When I first got here, Coach Gibbs and his staff were so damn good that it was the players communicating with each other, working stuff out. Not necessarily us having to deal with the coaches. And as I went through my career, I realized that when the players were tight, everything worked. Everything worked. Whether the coaching staff was good or not. Because as John Thompson always said, if all my players are together, okay, they can like me or not like me, but if they all together, I can still have success with them. And I think that's the ultimate thing. So it'll come down to how much, if you have a significant other, how well do they like the area? If they like the area and you got kids and their school system is good, that can normally overpower a lot of stuff. That's why my kids did not move up to Philly. My wife was like, nope, I checked the schools
out.
How old
was Bria once you signed with the Eagles?
Bria was at that time, six or seven years old.
Oh, wow. So they were young enough you could have moved.
Yeah.
Like they weren't like in middle school.
No. So when we went to.
Aaliyah had to be like a baby.
Aaliyah wasn't even born.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So Maya was born like the November prior to me going up there. And then when I went to New York and we went to West Orange, the school system was great. So we all moved up.
So everybody came up to New York?
Mm-hmm. But I lived in West Orange at the time.
Yeah, yeah, cool. But did you just keep your house?
Here, yeah.
Would you just rent a place for the fall, basically, or something?
I had like rent this town home.
That's crazy. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.